podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Just up the road from us in Steamboat Springs, there's a woman who was a bookkeeper at an excavation company for the past few years. This story you will see making the rounds today on the news sites and everything. She was a bookkeeper, and for the last couple of years, turns out she was cooking the books, doing a little embezzling. And that's bad enough. They got on to her, and they started doing a paper trail. Turns out the $23,000 that she stole from her company, $10,000 of it she used to pay for calls to psychic hotlines.
Call me now.
Now, you would think if the psychic was worth their salt.
I see a jail time in your future.
$10,000 on psychic calls. Oh. I don't know why that story just tickles me, but it does. And with a long holiday weekend, Jeremy, I thought, I'm going to go to the place that really inspires me. I'm going to go down to Santa Fe for a couple of days.
Oh, lovely.
Get some work done, just do some writing, see if the muse will speak to me.
Dumb.
The muse was like, you're spending too much money.
Drink more wine. Skip the writing.
But it's beautiful. I mean, I consider almost Santa Fe to be not a second home, but there's something about that town that just calls to
you
me.
You love it, man.
I do. I mean, I wouldn't mind having a house there sometime because I really like Santa Fe. But the point is, all these times, if you drive from, it's only like a five and a half hour drive from Denver. So if you drive, I'm always driving past the sign that says Taos. Taos is this way. And what do we know about Taos, New Mexico? Everybody says, well, it's a very cool town. It's very artsy.
Isn't it spa-like, I heard?
Yes,
there's a lot of spas.
There's all of that. You know, Julia Roberts lives there. Whoa. She loves it so much. And I've always thought, I've never been to Taos. I've driven past it a million times. Never gone. So this time, on the way back, I thought, that's it.
This is it.
I am going to take the back roads back, and through Taos I shall go. I want to check it out. Is there any place you've ever wanted to visit for years, and when you finally go, it's the biggest freaking letdown of all time?
I'm guessing that's what happened.
Oh,
huh?
My God.
Why? What happened?
To be honest, I didn't give it a big chance. In other words, I didn't get out and spend 2 hours walking around and everything. But everything that I saw, it seemed like a dingy, mostly boarded up tourist trap.
Really?
Now, granted, I'm there on a holiday weekend, so there were lots of tourists.
Yeah.
But it just had no vibe at all. I mean, everything was...
Wonder where it got that identity then, because I've heard the same thing. It's like you go and that's like your relaxing weekend in Taos.
I know. And like I said, look, there are people probably listening who love it, and they're going to send me notes and say, well, you didn't go to the right place and you didn't stay here.
Yeah, maybe you got to get off Main Street.
Right. I understand. I didn't give it enough time, but I'm going to tell you.
No good, huh?
We've all had that, though. Everybody's had an experience. Everybody who's listening right now can think of that one place that they've always wanted to visit. And when they did, it sucked for them. And I know one for you, Jeremy.
I'm sorry to bring it
it's
up again.
Santa Fe! That's what makes me
laugh. For this. Yeah, I'm sorry. You rave about it. You love it. It's artsy. It's the good food. Uh-huh. Nicole and I went there a couple years ago, and it was like snooze fest. Like, after the first day, we're like, well, now what do we do? We hit the jewelry shops and the art, you know, boutiques.
And there's not a whole lot more to do.
There really isn't.
Unless you've got an ulterior motive for going.
Yes.
And do something.
There was one awesome breakfast place. I'll give you that. I mean, it's like, but you can't do that for 4 days. Just sit in that restaurant.
You know, the lucky thing for you and for me is that it was just a drive away. And it's not like you wanted to, I've always wanted to go to such and such country in Europe.
Or Alaska or something.
Right. And you dropped like $8,000 to find out that it sucks.
Yeah, and we're like, well, you want to head back early? And you know what the other creepy thing is, too, is you recommended the hotel and the room and everything. So I think we stayed in the same room that you even recommended.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, you know.
Because you knew I had been in that bed.
You had been in that bed. And,
Jeremy has slept in my bed.
I don't know if you were alone, you know. So I slept, you know, with my arms to my side looking at the ceiling. Don't touch anything. Dom's been here. So thank you for that, buddy.
I left my ghost behind, didn't I?
You left something behind.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.